where it has written that we are eternal. God is most eternal. And we should pray to Him. We should chant and remember Him. So Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He descended to this world only to give these teachings to whole world. In any book we cannot see these things. We can see something in Gita, something in Bhagavad or Veda Upanishad. Krishna came in what is His form, human form. Some tells that God has no form, no quality, nothing. He is powerless. But anywhere in any book of any religion, it has not told that Krishna has no shape, no attribute, no power. If He has no power, no shape, then how He can be God? That even He has no shape. But shape are not only like us, material body. Shape are of different kinds. Transcendental form He has. By His mercy, He may give darshan, He may not give darshan. Our soul is here. That is myself. And that soul, मैं वो आत्मा हूँ. किंतु इस शरीर को मैंने समझ रखा है मैं हूँ. ये शरीर कभी भी मैं नहीं हूँ. जब अपने को ही नहीं देख सकता, we cannot see myself also. Who am I? Then how we can see and realize Supreme Personality of Godhead? So He came several times in the shape of Ram, Krishna and all so many. What He did, demigods, even they could not realize Him. You know, Indra and Krishna, and how Krishna took Govardhan on His hands, and what Indra did, He could not recognize Him. You should tell about Him. You know, Indra Upakhyan. हिंदी क्या बोलता था तानी तो बोलता ना हिंदी पंडित लोग
First of all, I respect my humble obeisances, the lotus feet of Gurudev. After that, just to assemble here to hear Harikatha, I respect my humble obeisances then too, according to the ability. The Buddha ordered me to discuss about pastimes of Govardhan Dharan Lila. How Krishna depicted Govardhan Hill. So Krishna can do so many tasks by only one task. In broad, when Krishna becomes a younger, all gopis and all Brajavasis, they love Krishna so much. Krishna wants then gopis come nearer to me. But if he relation.
सुना, हम ये कहना चाहते हैं, ये लोग कहते हैं जो भगवान का रूप नहीं है, इसलिए कृष्ण स्वयं भगवान थे जिसको ब्रह्मा शंकर इंद्र भी नहीं समझ सके, ऐसे उन्होंने गोवर्धन धारण किया, गोपी प्रेम के लिए नहीं कह रहा, ये लोग क्या समझेंगे, इसलिए उस पर जोर दे करके ले आओ, उसमें कुछ भगवत कथा लेकर.
Indra, king of demigods, he thinks that Krishna only is like a human being, he is not omnipotent, not omniscient, not supreme personality of Godhead. One day, Mother Yashoda prepared so many things. Krishna came and asked Mother, today is my birthday. Yashoda, no. Is Bhagya Balaram Dao Bhaiya? No, you can go from here and play. Because it's a mastery. Never Mother said, take me. Why is this chapter in me today? Krishna went to Nanda Baba. He took his feet on his left and asked, holding his hand in the neck of Nanda Baba and asking, Father, why my mother preparing so many preparations? What's the fact? I asked my mother, she explains me. Nanda Baba told, today is worship of Indra Puja. Krishna being Supreme Personality of Godhead is asking, suppose he knows nothing. Asking, Father, who is Indra? What is his quality? What is his function? Nanda Maharaj replied that this Indra is king of demigods. He is predominating deity of rain. If Indra is listening, then he will give so much rain. So many grass will come, cow will graze grass, and they will give milk, and home milk, butter, ghee, tea, so many things. And we maintain our life. Krishna asked, Father, if anywhere they don't worship Indra, so they can live, how they maintain their life? This is not proper. Krishna said, shall I give any suggestion for the year? This is not a fact. Our family, this is Giriraj Govardhan. It's so high. At the time of Krishna, it was about 100 miles high. So, according to science of the Krishna, it's giving me a sign. That when clouds come and practice Giriraj Govardhan, then rain come automatically. According to science also, scientists, they show when one cloud practice high hill or high mountain or high tree, then rain comes. So Krishna is telling a sign that due to Giriraj Govardhan, we get rain. So no need to worship Indra, better we can worship Giriraj Govardhan. Nanda Maharaj announced it here, all brothers became ready for worshiping Indra, for worshiping extension of Indra to Giriraj Govardhan. When Nanda Baba, according to Krishna, they were sitting Giriraj Govardhan, Indra came to know from his followers. Then so many demigods, they informed Indra that Krishna, Nanda Baba is sitting Indra, they were sitting Giriraj, according to Krishna. Indra becomes familiar. Oh, they are milkmen. They will be intellectually mature after 18 years. They don't know who am I. I can get the whole Vrajavasi. Then he ordered Samvartha to make Samvartha cloud. At the time of destruction, Samvartha cloud give rain. Like trunk so big, for feet. When so much rain is coming like that, more than cats and dogs, then Vrajavasis ask in Krishna, oh, you request us to worship the Govardhan. Now so much rain, what shall we do? In that one, Krishna replied, no problem. We worship Giriraj, he'll protect us. Better we can go to near Giriraj Govardhan. And when Indra, Krishna was, Nanda was worshipping in Giriraj Govardhan, then Krishna being Giriraj Govardhan in one form, is taking everything. Bring more, anore, 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 bring more, bring more. And Krishna is telling, oh Father, have you seen us before that Indra takes something in past time, but no, never. But how merciful Giriraj is. He is taking by himself, by his own hand, and asking, bring more, bring more. So Krishna is talking in Nanda Baba and all the devotees. If Krishna has no form, how we can speak? You carry a form. So if Krishna has no form, Krishna could not speak. We were told just now that all atheists, all religion, they support that Krishna has form. In Vedas, Sadeva Sambhajamadra Asit. If you go to Bible, in Bible you can see also, God created man after his own image. God means G-O-D, three letters is there. G means G denotes generator, O denotes operator, D denotes destroyer. So if anyone is creating world, supporting and nourishing world, destroying world, there must be some form there, but we could not see by ourselves. It's our own lack not to fall in God. What to say about God? We could not see our face ourselves also. If we want to see our face, we have to take help of mirror. Without mirror, we could not see our face also. So if we want to see God, we have to take some help. What is that help? We have to surrender ourselves, a lot of feet of a bona fide Gurudev. According to his guidance, if we go through his line, then we can see and we can realize God. If we look towards Quran, there also is support. Inna laha khalaqa min surathahi. Allah created his banda, means his servant, according to his own form. Everywhere in all epics, not only Vedas, in Bible and Quran also, they are supporting their proof that Krishna has form. But this form is not our, like human beings, like material form. He has transcendental form. Like Brahma, Shiva, they know very well that Krishna's form, they realize this. So all epics support the Krishna's form. If they have no form, then he could not stop it, Nanda Baba, he could not stop it, Vrajavasis, so Krishna's form. So when Krishna worships, according to Krishna, Nanda Baba worships Giriraj, then very power of rain, then Krishna lifted Govardhan by little finger and by left hand. Sometimes Gurudev give some philosophy. Why Krishna lifted Govardhan by his left hand, not right hand? And left hand of little finger, not thumb, not indication finger, not middle finger, not ring finger, only little finger. Why so? Generally we know that with males they have more power right hand, for females they have more power left hand. But why Krishna is lifted Govardhan by his left hand and little finger? Then we get told that Krishna is omnipotent and omniscient. Who is his potency? Srimati Radhika is omnipotency. So if we have no power, we could not do any work. So Krishna's potency is Srimati Radhika, and Srimati Radhika lives in left side of Krishna. And among these five fingers, little finger is most left side. So Krishna took Govardhan, lifted Govardhan by little finger and left hand. That means by power of Radhika, Krishna lifted Govardhan. So संकटेश्वर गोवर्धन इंद्र after 7 days he gave the holy power of rain. Then Krishna is asked, he is thunderbolt also. Oh, they are taking shelter under Giriraj Govardhan. So I smashed Giriraj Govardhan completely. Just like Narahega Pasnabajigi Basuji. Is that in a Govardhan? Then Prajavati could not take shelter under Govardhan. So I shall smash Govardhan. So Indra is living from a thunderbolt. And Giriraj Govardhan is so happy. स्वप्रस्त हस्तान मुजसौ कुमार के सुखानो भूते रतुवीर वृत्ते महेंद्र बद्धम हतिमत्व जानन गोवर्धनो में विशताम अभिष्टम स्वप्रस्त हस्त हु इज वेरी नियर एंड डियर टू गिरिराज गोवर्धन कृष्णा इज वेरी नियर एंड डियर टू गिरिराज गोवर्धन तो गिरिराज गोवर्धन इज फीलिंग द टच सब टच ऑफ कृष्णा सो सो हैप्पी थंडरबोल्ट इज कमिंग ऑन हिज बैक ही इज फीलिंग that I'm eating there. Yeah, stressing. So he has no care for this. Then in the same his followers, can he take maybe all Gajivasis just right now? When another baby god came and saw, what to say about Gajivasis? Every link that formed by the Kedisar of rain and by thunderbolt. Then Indra yeah, all these things came, and saw by himself. Oh, what is funny? What is the cause? Then he must not be general human being, ordinary human being. He must be Supreme Personality Godhead. He came, but he's so clever. He thinks if I go direct to Krishna and pray him for apologizing, maybe he not excuse me. Better, I can take somebody's shelter. Just like in this material world, if you want to meet a minister or a high qualified officer, if you go to his relative, to whom he loves much, he loves more, if you go to him, then he will be very pleased. So Indra taught us this philosophy. So Indra goes to Surabhi cow, because Krishna loves cow so much, he drinks cow every day. So in the thing, if I go to cow, if I take shelter, Surabhi cow, then Krishna will be very pleased. So in the came with Surabhi cow and praying for it, he excuse me for my offense. When Krishna saw Surabhi cow, he became so happy and excused him. Because Surabhi like mother, so Krishna became happy and excused him. And this Indra, he brought water from Akashganga Mandakini and so many ingredients, and he drew abhishek of Krishna and kept name of Krishna Govinda. Govinda means go means Veda, cow, calf, goat, gopi, Govardhan, earth. Who gives pleasure to all is Govinda. So if we serve Krishna, then everybody will be, all living entities, all they will be satisfied. So go means friends, if we unhappy, if we too much early, how we can feel this? We can feel this by mind. Mind is also one sense. So here go means sense also. So if we worship Krishna, then our sense will be pleased. Then there is no worry. Then mind will be also pleased. So if we serve Krishna, then we have not to serve any other demigods or anything separately. Just like if we pour water on the root, then all leaves and flowers will be very happy. Someone can ask, question me, better we can put water on the root and leaves, and we can wash the leaves and flower also. Then Bhagavad is telling that Jatha Tarur Mularusa Nitata Nina Tripanti Tastanda Bhujo
Vasudev Maharaj. why he came? Because Prajapati has given some cause that you cannot stay anywhere more than 5-6 minutes. Because if you will stay anywhere, you can do some wrong thing. You will make all the boys, all the persons whom you will teach anything, tell anything, they will be all what?
Turned into devotees.
Renowned. They will not do anything in this world. No service, no business, not anything they will do. And they will go in the forest or anywhere and always chant, remember. Thus this world will be ruined. If in this world whole persons, all ladies and gentlemen, women and men, will be renounced, then how this world will go? And this, it will be maintained. It is a very big problem. So Narada was doing this. So Daksha Prajapati once sent his so many sons, thousands of sons. Narada, you should teach them very good things, that they must serve their father, mother, and work very hard for this world, so that all should be happy. Prajapati was knowing like this, that if we are doing karma activities in this world, then we can be happy. And if no worldly activities, then we will not be happy. So, but Narada was very expert in transcendental Divya Gyan, knowledge. He knew that all persons coming to this world, they will have to face birth and death, difficulty, sorrow, suffering. Anyone in this world is not happy. So I should teach them such a thing that they will cross birth, death, suffering, sorrow, and they will be transcendental. So he taught them in such a way that they never returned to their homes, not to his father, and they went to chant, remember, and for their samadhi.
Trance.
Prajapati was searching their boys, where my children are gone. She came to Daksha Prajapati and told, where are my boys? I sent my boys to, that you should teach him so good things. He told that I gave them so high class of knowledge. So they are satisfied. But I never told that you should not return to your home. I told them, you should return to your home, back to home and back to God. I told them, this is our home. Then he became so angry and he told that, you should not do in future. I'm giving one chance to you. I'm sending my all boys, my children, so I have so many sons, thousands and thousands. And I see that in this world there is no another teacher except you. So you should train them that they should love their father, mother, and all relations, and very active, they should be very active, so that they may be happy. We all, whole world, we like a Vaikunth. I want this. Achyut sent them, all again came, and again the same teaching. And they again went to remember, chant, and they never returned to their home. This time he became so furious and told that you cannot remain a certain place more than 5 days. As a cow gives milk, only that time, not many. Because you will spoil all the boys and all the persons to whom you give this. So he became now so happy that I will not be engaged in serving Vishayis. Vishayi? Matters. Worldly people, we are all sense enjoyment persons, Vishayi. Those are always engaged in worldly desires. They worship Krishna. Daksha Prajapati also used to worship gods and so many things. But for what? To be happy himself. Not that all should be happy forever. He was so selfish. Like us, as we are selfish. So, Daksha Prajapati gets this course. But Narada Rishi became happy that now I will be not controlled by any this like persons, like Daksha Prajapati. He is so materialist. So he was now free to go everywhere in this world and to tell this message, transcendental message to all. But sometimes he wanted to be settled in a place to remember the beautiful pastimes of Krishna and to chant peacefully. So he used to come to Dwarka sometimes, because Dwarka was controlled by the arms of, by the power of Krishna. Maya never used to come there. Only Yog Maya was there. Not influence of this illustrated Maya. Never. So, he used to come there. Once, he was coming from the sky route. Standing on his wooden sandal, having Veena Yantra in his hand. And what doing? Singing very sweetly. Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Sri Radhe. Krishnadas, you can come. Thank you. So, love was coming from where? Vaikuntha. Where is Vaikuntha? What is Vaikuntha? You know, you can describe what is Vaikuntha?
No anxiety.
No anxiety. Like wood, iron. There are no anxiety. They are in Vaikuntha.
No, but the living entities are fully conscious. And Anandamaya Vyasa, full of eternity, bliss and knowledge.
Anything more?
Where Bhagavan resides eternally, where all perfect souls are certainly there.
More?
There's no influence of the material energy.
In this world, we have three dimensions. What? Lambai, chadai, motai.
Height, width, and length.
No fourth dimension. So we can see, we can touch, we can use all these things. We can control everything in this world. But Vaikuntha, Vigata Kuntha, no such limitation is there. Unlimited beauty, unlimited power, unlimited happiness, no birth, death and all kinds of these things. We cannot imagine from worldly intelligence. Nothing to take birth, nothing to destroy and death. Everything is complete there. Fourth dimension. What is fourth dimension? We cannot think. This is called Vaikuntha. So Narada was coming. There was a shape, but at first it was seen like a light. But light has also shape. Without shape, light will not come. There must be shape. So at first, all were seeing there and think that a light is coming. After some time, they saw that some shape is there. Narada came nearer more to earth. They saw, he is Narada. Wearing a sandal, wooden sandal, have a Vina Jantra, and he is so glittering, everything. Then he came down to this world. We cannot imagine, we cannot realize that Krishna was transcendental, Narada was transcendental. We can only think that, if there is shape, then he must be like us. So Narada came down. At that time, Vasudeva Maharaj told, stop fire sacrifice. Don't do swaha, swaha. The result, the fruit of all the fire sacrifices has come down himself. Now no need of doing fire sacrifice. Listen what Narada is saying. And they began to listen Narada Rishi. He has body, but no thirst. He has no thirsty or no nothing. No rogue. No problem, nothing. Only one problem. What? How I can help them to take them to in the lotus feet of Krishna. Only this. They are so unhappy. Only this problem. For him, he has no problem. Then he began to tell something. So all the persons were assembled to for fire sacrifice. But that shloka was Labdha sudarlabham idam bahu sambhavante manishyam marthadam anityam apihadhira turnam jatetana patet anumittu javatni sesaya visaya khalu sarvatas. Oh, you don't know this shloka? Yes, I'll explain a little. I will speak tomorrow. Today I'm feeling some tiredness. You can. Yes, you can do.
So this shloka is explaining that this human form of life is rarely seen, very difficult to see. That after 8 minutes.